call the 5 PM, July 28th, 2026, call the regular meeting of Sewage Commission Oakland Region to order. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Pittman.
Here.
Commissioner Goodson.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Riston, absent. Commissioner Mastalato.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
All here but Riston.
All stand for flag, please. All leave. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item four, acknowledgement of visitors. I see none. Move on. Item five, I'd like to welcome the new commissioner, Bruce Riston, who is absent, but welcome. Item six, board meeting minutes.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included the board meeting minutes from our last regular board meeting on June 23rd in your packet. If you guys saw any mistakes or had any questions, I can answer those now.
I saw none.
So I have a motion to adopt the meeting.
I move that we approve the meeting minutes from June 23rd.
I'll second that.
Right, we have a motion from Chair Goodson to accept the meeting minutes of June 23rd and seconded by Commissioner Pittman. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, seven, authorization of warrants.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included, wrong one.
No, go ahead.
Commissioner Pittman came in and we...
went through all the warrants. There's a lot here, folks. Pay attention. And warrants all paid for the numbers 31225 through 31306 in the amount of $2,248,063.41. And if the commissioner's checks were 11770-11775. And all electronic fund transfers were all in order.
I'll second that.
Great. We have a motion by Commissioner Pittman to authorize payment of warrants, seconded by Commissioner Mastalato. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Item 8, fiscal reports.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we included the fiscal reports for June of 2026 in your packet. If you guys had any questions about those, I can answer those now.
Questions?
I think just as I mentioned in the warrants, we've got a lot of bills here lately with a lot of construction activity going on. So,
no
questions. Okay, we'll move on to item 9, closed session. It is 5:03.
Do you want my goodies?
Okay, it is 5:53, coming out of closed session. Information given.
Be safe.
Okay. Item 10, discussion on joint powers agreement.
Yes, Mr. Chair, it was brought to my attention that member entities wanted to have a discussion about the JPA and any maybe potential amendments to it. So,
yeah, I'll speak for Thermalito. And the we are talking, we'd like to see an amendment to the JPA to have SCORE be liable for its own loans and debt liabilities obligations. Just because of what did happen with the SRF fund. And truthfully, I don't think I'm not gonna speak for you guys, the other member entities, but I don't think the member entities wanna be liable for SCORE's debts. That's our opinion.
Yeah.
Now, as it does, it does state in the JPA that the SCORE board does not approve the amendments to the JPA that each member entity has to. So the reason to discuss this is so you can discuss it with your boards on how you want to do it.
Right.
Because it has to be approved at each different board meetings. Sometimes in the past, it's been a little troublesome. I know our attorney's willing to speak with the member entity's attorney and get every, and Score's attorney also, to get what his thinking are on these, this amendment. You don't, we don't have to change the whole JPA. We just have to change the section that will fix this issue.
Add a clause or take a clause out or whatever.
So only, my opinion would be, obviously you guys need to do what you need to do to change it, but so we don't have to open it back up again on length of agreement. If we were to file for a loan, we were told by state of California that the JPA has to extend past the life of the loan. So currently it goes in 20-year chunks. This last time it only made 10 years because there were some amendments that wanted to be done. And that was in 2010, so we're up for it again here in 2030. But I don't know, this would be a question for you. Do we even have to have an end
time slot?
Time, sure.
No.
Can we just say, just have it open-ended, it's ending until the members want to get out, essentially?
Yeah, exactly.
I think the original date was so that when it came up, everyone would revisit it.
Yeah,
had a chance to review it.
And change, you know, language if they wish.
Yeah, so I would just think if you guys are going to choose to open it and amend it for the reasons that Commissioner Coach stated, then we should also extend the agreement out to a certain amount of time so that it would cover a loan or not have an ending at all on it, and then just have the same language that it already says, that the agreement can be amended at any time by a unanimous vote of the agencies. But
we had talked, I think it was last year, about having something in the agreement that if there was an item that came up that we could go back and discuss it with our board as long as we announced it to this board first. Mm-hmm. Is that in this agreement?
That's right.
No, I think we adopted that as a procedural.
Oh, adopted. Okay.
Yeah, I recall it was in a few months ago.
Since I've been on.
Yeah.
Does that need to be in here, or the adoption is fine?
Probably not. But I think that generally wouldn't be in a JPA.
Okay.
You know, unless there's some inadequacy that we're running into.
Okay.
It's up to the board whether to, you know, bring anything from closed session.
Mm-hmm. No, as long as it's somewhere, that's want to make sure of that.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with it. Do you have a suggested sentence to the text to identify that, and we can share around?
I do.
Okay.
I gave it to Glenn. Glenn can email it out to you.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Okay. Let's do that.
But I mean, did you email out to legal?
Not yet.
No.
Okay, you can do that, because we just did this really quick the other night.
Sure.
And it just has a couple of, like, government section 6508.1.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you take a look at it and then get it to us, and we'll run it to the city.
I mean,
glad you brought that up.
I would let the attorneys talk and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, okay.
Because Andy wants to contact each one.
Sure,
I was like, I don't think that's a problem.
No.
Yeah, I'll probably butcher any of it anyway, so I'll just let Scott deal with it through Dave Ritchie, your guys' attorney, Andrew McClure, yours, and I forget, she's also out of Manassian, but I forget Lopez's attorney's name. But I'll let the attorneys deal with that, and I'll just be CC'd in and privy to what's going on.
Sure. Sounds good.
Okay.
And that's all I have on this. I just want to hope everyone's on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Any other questions? No. Concern? All right, we'll move on.
Sounds good.
Okay. Number 11, update score policy 2800, general provisions.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So here at SCORE, the operations personnel, we all get a uniform allowance of $310 per year. Typically, that buys you a couple pair of pants, a couple shirts, a jacket. I'm not exactly sure when that happened. I believe it came into place in 2009, if my memory serves me correct. But anyways, it hasn't been changed in quite some time. It's been the same cost ever since I've been here. We all know that the cost of the world has gone up. So we're asking the scoreboard to grant a $90 increase to that, to take the annual uniform allowance up to $400 per year per operations employee.
Okay.
Does that include the steel-toed boots?
No, that's a $200. We have a $200 boot allowance as well. Yeah, that it was $100, and I think this board approved it as $200 when I took over as the manager.
It is in that policy, though.
Yes, it is in the general provisions policy. Yes.
The employees are required to clean their own clothes.
They are, but we have a washer and dryer, so they don't have to take that home.
They have equipment here.
We provide a washer and dryer because you don't want to take that stuff to home to your little kids and that type of stuff, you know.
Sounds good to me.
You want to make a motion? I'll move to approve.
Second.
I'll second it.
Okay, well, we have a motion made by Commissioner Pittman to adopt policy 2800 general provisions, seconded by Commissioner Salvucci. All in favor?
Aye.
I think we got a roll call on that one because it's money.
It's money.
Yeah.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Commissioner Coach?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, moving on, item 12, update policy 3110, expense authorization.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, going through our audit last year and our new accounting procedures that we do, it was brought to our attention that we should get rid of petty cash, that it is just a problem waiting to happen. So we took their advice, we got rid of it. I have credit cards here for the guys to use if they do have to make purchases, if we don't have an account someplace. So we're just asking that you guys approve that change to score policy 3110. Expense authorization.
I have a question on that.
Yes, sir.
So, in the policy, the way I read it, is you would allow an operator to spend up to $10,000?
No, we have a total of $10,000 for every credit card that SCORE has attached. So, I think all the purchases still have to go through me, just like always here at SCORE. I mean, potentially, they could go in and say, we need to buy this, and it's $3,000. Can I use the credit card? But I would approve it if we needed it. But that overall limit is for the entire
The agency's credit limit.
That's our monthly credit limit is for that whole thing.
There's nobody comes in and makes a cash payment for sewage dumping or anything like that?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm fine with it.
I don't think anyone has a petty cash actually anymore.
Yeah, they kind of looked at us like, what is it, 1975 here?
Yeah.
We're like, what do you mean? We use it. We buy chlorine with it all the time, you know? But so, anyways, we're trying to rapidly get to 2026.
Our organization actually still has petty cash.
Oh, really?
Really?
There's thousands floating around.
We need a motion. I'll make the motion to amend the SCORE policy 3110 expense authorizations, including the elimination of petty cash provisions and relate updates to reflect current purchasing practices.
I'll second that.
Great. Here we have a motion by Commissioner Salducci to update policy 3110, seconded by Commissioner Goodson. All right, roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, item 13. CalPERS unfunded accrued liability contribution.
Yes, Mr. Chair. So if we pay this upfront, which we do every single year, it will save SCORE approximately $7,278 or 3.24%. If we pay it monthly, then we won't save that money. So we're asking for the ability to go ahead and pay that now and save the commission $7,278.04.
So moved. Oh,
that's okay. We have a motion to approve paying the CalPERS fund in a lump sum, $217,637 to save $7,278.04. I'll second that. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Commissioner Coach.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto.
Yes.
Unanimous.
14, Attorney's report.
Nothing to report, Mr. Chair.
Okay. 15, Manager's report.
Yes, so no problems with this month at the plant. We are currently pulling quarterly samples and they're being sent out this week. The guys are driving them down to Napa and Fairfield to the labs. Project update, solar is cooking right along. It's they got most of the racking in. They just started some trenching for conduit, for wire and stuff, so that's moving pretty quick. The plant upgrade is progressing nicely. We did the five-day test of testing phase of two of the three new RAS pumps. They passed the test and they are in operations as we speak. Over the next couple weeks, we'll put in the third pump and we will go through a five-day testing period on that one as well. Rudy Creek is gangbusters. That thing is really going great. They are about to be done with construction and just waiting on pumps, electrical panels and stuff like that. Actually, all the manholes are done. I mean, pretty much everything is done and constructed. They're across the creek, the pipes in the ground. So that one has just been awesome. It's been 180 degrees different than the upgrade. It's been no stress and just great. So Loring Brothers has been awesome on that construction. We talked about the policies already. Let's see, I had, for my entity reports, I met with Thermalito Water Sewer District Engineer Chris Heindel. We discussed the next steps for the Golden Feather Mobile Home Park project, trying to bring them onto the system and what mitigation would be required from the state to do that. And I swore in Commissioner Bruce Briston at the Thermalito board meeting, or right before the Thermalito board meeting last week. He's replacing outgoing Commissioner Clark. City of Oroville, we just submitted a couple projects that they have up for capacity studies with Jacobs, and we are finalizing and should be giving City Administrator Brian Ring the jail capacity study. So the county won't be too jazzed because they were originally told no impact and it's going to be severe impact and they're going to owe us both quite a bit of money. So that'll be good. Brian was pretty happy to hear that he's got a check coming from the county. And I met with Loa PUD manager Dave Goyer to respond to, he was concerned about the letter that we got, that each entity got from K&M. So I met with him, let him know what I knew from the attorney and that we would be discussing it here at our meeting tonight. So that's all I got. Any questions for me?
No. Hey, item 16, visitors comments. There are no visitors. Item 17, commissioners and staff. Start with Philip, go ahead.
I don't have anything to report. Rich?
Nope. Orville? Short report, Jamie from Thermalito asked for a support letter for the grant for the clean out of Conk LA. And I gave a mayor support letter, but we're also going to put a resolution for the city council on the next meeting of the 4th. And apparently the lobbyists like the idea of having a council voted resolution. That'll be on the agenda for the 4th. And they need it for the meeting of the 5th, so we got timed out pretty nice. So
good.
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll help. Anything that helps.
Yeah, and it's a big grant. I think it's what? How much?
$50 million
to clean up the lake up there. So awesome. certainly good support reason. So that's it.
No, I'm good. Okay.
I'm good too. Micah?
No, sir.
Anybody else? Okay.
It
is 6:08. I'll adjourn the meeting.
Uh oh. Right. First meeting went over.